Well, back to the other big event coming up. We're spotlighting important ballot issues around the country on Tuesday, Election Day. In Oregon, voters are already deciding with mailed ballots whether to keep that state's decades-old sanctuary law. As Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports, a law that once had bipartisan support isn't seen that way anymore and may be repealed.
Oregon's sanctuary law is one of the oldest in the country. It was signed into law more than 31 years ago.
Both Republicans and Democrats voted for the bill. It was really non-controversial.
Rocky Barilla was the Democrat and state representative behind the law. It says no law enforcement agency can use its resources for the sole purpose of detecting or apprehending people whose only violation is being in the country unlawfully. Put simply, it limits local and state police from enforcing federal immigration policies.
To be honest, this was not meant to be a sanctuary law. It was meant to protect local city resources.
And also to reduce racial profiling. California's sanctuary law is similar to Oregon's. Five other states and hundreds of counties also have a form of sanctuary policy. Now voters in Oregon are being asked if they want to repeal theirs. Supporters of the law say it establishes trust between immigrant communities and law enforcement. They've rolled out a series of ads urging Oregonians to vote no on what's known as Measure 105.
Current law helps create bright lines for local law enforcement. Communities that we serve know that we're focused on protecting and serving them. We're not worried about their immigration issues.
That's Sheriff Mike Reese speaking in an ad. He's the sheriff of Multnomah County, where Portland is the county seat. Law enforcement officials in more liberal and urban parts of the state are lining up against repeal, but half of the state's sheriffs, largely from more conservative rural parts of the state, want to do away with the law.
Politicians have protected illegal aliens with dangerous sanctuary policies that put Oregon citizens at risk. It's time to stand up for safe communities.
That's an ad paid for by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, a group that wants to restrict immigration. This repeal effort got underway after Donald Trump was inaugurated. Cynthia Kendall started collecting petition signatures last year.
The problem is that a law that was passed in 1987 to curtail racial profiling is now being used to shield people that are in our country illegally.
Kendall defended the repeal during a debate this fall. She's the president of the group that petitioned for repeal, Oregonians for Immigration Reform. Kendall has called immigrants who are in the country illegally an assault on American culture and has portrayed them as dangerous.
We are recycling criminal aliens, putting them back on the street so that they can inflict their damage yet again.
She's referring there to high-profile cases of violent offenders who were in the U.S. illegally when they committed their crimes. Research shows immigrants commit crimes at the same level or less than native-born Americans. But it's the same type of argument President Trump and his supporters have been making more vocally leading up to the midterm elections. A recent poll in Oregon found neither side of the sanctuary law repeal had a majority, and 20% of voters were undecided. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.